Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Lucralo Monthly Teleconference on Monday, the 25th of January, 2016, at 2300 UTC. On the call today, we have Maritza Aguirre, Aida Nuova, Alberto Soto, Mario Allman, Juan Manuel Rojas, Andis Garcizini, Christian Casas, Carlos Aguirre, Umberto Carrasco, Fatima Cambronero, Leon Sanchez, Ricardo Holmquist, Alejandro Pasanti, and also Carlos Vera. On the English channel, we have Alan Greenberg. On the Portuguese channel, we have Aline Andrade. Special apologies from Natalia Enciso, Carlos Raul Gutierrez, Jacqueline Morris, and Devin Nancy-Luxon. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Rodrigo Salcido, and myself, Terry Agnew. Our Spanish interpreters today are David and Marina. Our Portuguese interpreter today is Bettina. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much. I'll turn it back over to you, Umberto.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you very much, Terry. We are now going to item number 3, which is the approval of the agenda. Umberto, please go ahead. Thank you. This is Umberto Carrasco speaking. We will now go and approve the agenda. The first item in our agenda is a review of the public consultations from ALAC. Leon Sanchez, we thank Leon Sanchez for being here, and he's going to give us a review on that. We will then, Alberto will talk us about the MOU with LACNIC. Item number 6 is a very brief discussion on very substantial issues being dealt with in the agenda, and this is in connection with geographic regions, civil society, and the new GTLDs program. And item number 7, we are now waiting for a report on the task force in connection with the criteria and expectations. And we will finally continue with a report on the documents that are now pending. And then we will finalize with the other issues. I now give the floor to Alberto. This is Alberto speaking now. Thank you, Umberto. The agenda is then approved. We will now go into item number 4. Item 4 will be a custom, in a way. We have not discussed this yet with Leon and with the other two ALAC members, but the idea is that the ALAC members are the ones that will comment in each meeting about the public consultations, review of ALAC public consultations. This is how we're going to receive information directly from them. We will then discuss other issues that are important for ALAC members, and we are asking for some more support. So, Leon, thank you very much for being here. You now have the floor. This is Leon speaking. Thank you, Alberto. I would like to thank you for this opportunity. I think it's a very, very good idea that we as ALEC members can be allowed to have access to the different public comments that are still open and those that are being dealt with. As you know, your opinion, your point of view can enrich us, and this will definitely help us do a better work for our region. And I think this will help us a lot in our dynamic to be able to listen. What are the issues that we are dealing with, and this is essential for us. So thank you very much for this opportunity. We have some ALAC statements that are in the process of being drafted, and some of them are even in the comment period. The three main statements by ALAC are in the process of being drafted, and the final recommendations report on geographic regions I remember I saw an important comment from Alejandro Pisanti, and I think it would be pertinent to follow up Alejandro's comment. I have seen a few answers, a few replies to that. Some of them are contrary to what Alejandro is suggesting, so I think it would be very valuable to be able to continue this discussion and to see if you can tell us how to better contribute to this statement. And also, to make some specific statements from La Crallo so that we can see that this is included in the history of this issue. Then there is also another statement that in the public period, it's still open for public comment. And this is the issue of the implementation proposed by GNSO in connection with directories, that is the FIC who is consensus policy. And this is also related to labeling and who is directories for GTLDs. Here we have a deadline for the closing of the public comments. It actually closed on January 22nd, and it is open for vote on January 25. So any comment that you can provide us to orient our vote will be very welcome. We also have another ALEC statement, which is in the process of being drafted, and it is related to data retention. Actually, it is the request for a data retention waiver. This comes from the registrant. And the policy that ALEC has adopted, it suggested that these waivers are accepted so that we can be aligned with the legislation in personal data protection in different places in the world. So these are the three statements that are in the process of being drafted by ALEC. We also have some other public comments that are still open, and you can still see them on the websites that are ready for public comments. There are several of them that close on this month, especially four of them that will be closing by the end of this month. Some of them are related to label generation in the root zone. Others are related to registrations of territory names under new GTLDs. Others are related to registration of access of launch of supplementary registration proxy services for GTLDs, for registrars and registries. And then there are others that will end by the end of February, and another one ending on April 24. This is actually related to the regional, the registers for regions. So let's now go back to Alejandro Pisanti's comment. And with this, perhaps we could follow up the discussion. We are also having some other comments on the new ALEC website. As you know, there is a project to renew the at-large website, so there is a beta web page, and this is still open for public comment so that we can improve the usability effects, accessibility, etc. And so any comment that you can make in this regard will be welcome. We will be able to channel it. You can just post a comment directly through staff So I would suggest that you get in contact with Ariel Riang or with Silvia Vivanco. I think Ariel is the one in charge of this project to redesign the at-large website. And, you know, we usually say that the information that we need is not at hand, so probably this is a very good opportunity to provide input, to provide ideas and suggestions so that we can improve the website that we are having. This is all I have to say, Alberto, and I now give the floor back to you. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you very much, Leon. You have been very kind and very clear, very concise also, by the way. There are some other issues that we'll be dealing throughout this meeting, but I would like to refer to the last item in particular, because the new website, there are some people who have already been involved, and I don't really remember where we were when we launched it. It wasn't really in Buenos Aires, precisely. But from the very beginning, we started to see some faults, and I asked them to send those claims to either to me directly or to Ariel. Many issues were modified. Many corrections were found. There was no relation between the ALS and the representative. All of that was corrected. But working within the ALAC working group, we are seeing that there are, as you said, that we complain that certain information is not readily accessible, and we start to discover those issues, but Ariel is not going to be able to discover these. We will need to do this ourselves. So please go and surf the website, play with it for a long time, and I have no problems at all. You can send this to me, and I will send this then to Ariel, and we will be able to have consistent information. So having said this, I'm now going to go... I'm sorry, I was just copying something. So let me just go now to item number 5, unless there is a question so far. I see no hands. Umberto, please check the Adobe Connect, because I may miss something. So I'm now going to go into item number 5. As for the MOU with LACNIC, in the past meeting, we opened a sort of a test period. And there were 3 railos that had exact photocopies. They were exactly the same thing. And because they were asking to reduce and to simplify, in case there is a need for modification, we can have an addendum, and this has never been done. It seems that it works perfectly this way, but if necessary, we will be able to do this. And because there were so few comments, Umberto and I have decided that we will open this for voting, because there are very few comments, and we don't want to hear that people say, I did not participate. So these, anyway, will need to go to LACNIC and to be dealt with within LACNIC. I am perfectly sure that there will be no problems with this. I see Alejandro is asking the floor on the ALAC issue. Alejandro, please go ahead. This is Alejandro Pisanti. Alberto, if you want, please finish, and then I'll go on. Alberto speaking. That's okay, Alberto. You can go ahead. We will put the MOU for voting, and if there is a positive vote, it will be sent to LACNIC, and I suppose there will be no other modification. So it will actually be as is. And if there is a modification, we will vote again. Please go ahead, Alejandro. This is Alejandro speaking. Can you hear me? Somebody will need to turn off their microphone, because there is a very strong echo that will end up with a lot of noise. So this is Alejandro Pisanti. I would like to talk about Leon's petition regarding ALAC. I think one of the main issues that we need to review is the issues related to who is. There has been participation of members in the region who are now being involved in regional issues, and we are losing very valuable knowledge. In the future, this will be very significant. I hope that we can focus on this. This is just on one hand. And then as the second thing, I'm very happy that Leon is thanking for this opportunity for this presentation, because Leon is not an elect representative, but he has actually been appointed. This is a very nice gesture on his regard. So as for Harold and the other ones, this is an obligation, actually. This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Is there any other question? Okay, let's go on. The other ALAC members are Vanda. The other person missing was Vanda, actually. So I believe there will be no issues with this kind of reminders, or reviews, I'm sorry. And there's something else we discussed in previous meetings. I used to ask our ALAC members, I actually have already asked, and we will do this officially if you want so. Well, Vanda is here. I'm not really sure if Harold is here too. Is he in the meeting? This is Alejandro Pisanti. Please let me add that Vanda frequently sends questions to the list. I think this will need to be intensified in the case of Harold. This is Alberto Soto. Thank you, Alejandro. What I actually asked, and I would like to make this official, is that, well, we still need the secretariat to issue the request by Jacqueline Morris. I mean, we are dealing with policies, as Alejandro Pisanti requested in his first motion. This motion was then left for Jacqueline Morris's motion. But in order to improve this, in ALAC, we start discussing issues, and this takes some time. I usually do participate a lot in ALAC meetings, but I may miss something, or I may just be absent from one of those meetings. And so ALAC members should alert us on significant issues being dealt with in ALAC. And so by the time ALAC sends or opens these issues for public comment, we should be able to have sufficient time so that if we are not prepared, we can quickly resort to an expert, and so we can be trained on this specific issue to then start to have more participation in public comment. This is something we're missing now. So I would like to ask that you do this, that you add this task. I don't think this is going to be difficult. Otherwise, we will not be able to have more participation and involvement in public comment. As for the issues that are still open, let me now go into item number 6 if there are more questions.
There's no one, Umberto? No one. Okay. Among the issues under discussion, one has been mentioned by Leon, which is that of geographic regions. And though there is a lot of time, it is already open, there are comments, and I suggest that we take it as a highly significant issue, highly significant. Please read on our website. I'm going to post it now. When I said I was copying something, that it was precisely what I was doing, I'm going to post the link. I'm going to post 3 links now. The first one is related to geographic regions, and on that link, which is in our wiki, you will find the report in English and in Spanish. So there shouldn't be any problem in commenting on it. And it is highly significant because, as Alejandro said, it may be said that a country can change. And if I'm not wrong, I think the internet areas of each country should agree on that. But I think that is not clear. Perhaps Alejandro could bring more clarity on this. So I suggest we participate. And those of us who travel, when we come back, from Marrakesh, we will have the obligation individually to bring information in particular on this topic, because this is the topic being discussed at present, which is open for public comment. Geographic regions, there are too many significant issues, so we shouldn't neglect it and give, and we should give our comments. Silvia is already putting it in writing. We have coordinated a webinar on this topic with an expert. I have asked for it for a date earlier than Marrakesh. I don't know if we already have a date. I think it was in February 18. That is right. On February 18, we will have a webinar on this topic in particular, and I emphasize again, those of us who will go to Marrakesh have the obligation to bring information on how this topic was discussed there so that we can close it before the end of the public comment period. Otherwise, and we also have the obligation, because this same report is saying that these reports, this final report, should have a review from time to time. This from time to time could be every 3 to 5 years, so we should keep on discussing it. Now I will move on to the next issue, but before that, do you have any question on this? Should I move on? So I will move on to 6, the civil society. There is another link I posted. This is a topic that is also the area of ongoing discussion, and there are some transition issues here. Our railo here has been witnessing a debate aiming at definitions, but I said we should not be seeking definitions, but we should see how ICANN is treating this. What is ICANN saying, what civil society is, and we are the responsible ones for this analysis and check whether this is right or not. Because here we have the internet end users, and this is a topic for our discussions. These are the users we represent. The next item, also with a link posted on the Adobe Connect, is the new GTLDs program. If you agree, I'd like to set up a very small working group, some with expertise or knowledge, but if the members do not have it, it's okay. The idea is to have our own version on this. I'd like to know if you agree. I'm open to your comments. This is Christian Casas. This is Alberto. Go ahead, Christian. This is Christian, just to say that I'm on. Just want you to know that I would like to be on board, participate, but also to learn. So if this group is eventually created, count on me. Alberto Soto, thank you. Anyone else? I will be myself working in this group as well. And I agree and I make the commitment, because it is very difficult to do it at a regional level. But within this group, I can undertake to find, whenever there is a doubt, to find an expert and clarify. So Christian, the three of us, Raimi and myself, will set up the goals and the schedule, considering this report, So it's goals, the schedule, and whatever is necessary, and the scope, and everything that is required to carry out the work of this group. I think that is the way to go. I do not have a deadline yet, write me. I'd like to discuss it within the working group itself. Alejandro, you'd be more than welcome. So I will set these data. Let's read it very quickly, because not all of us know it in detail. That's why I'm offering volunteering for the working group, because they attended some of the meetings. So once we meet as a work group, we will report to the region organizationally, what the group is going to do, what are the goals to be met, and the scope. The next item, item 7, I had requested a report be made on the group that is being chaired by Holyraj, which is Criteria and Expectations Task Force. There are two members appointed today. There are others, but these two members have voting rights. That's why it is very important for them to attend, as well as their knowledge. I have sent an email to Jacqueline Morris, Juan Manuel Rojas. I have not seen their reply, but I see Juan Manuel is present, is in the list. Of attendees. Juan Manuel here replies that he has not received the email. It was an email in English. Okay, Juan Manuel, maybe it got lost. Since Dublin, this group has not met again. Juan Manuel, how many meetings in all have you held? Alberto Soto, Carlos, please hold on. Let me give you the floor after Juan Manuel gives us an answer. Juan Manuel, my question again, unfortunately Jacqueline is not here, is why I have attended several meetings. I have seen several apologies, some of them for a long period, both yours and Jacqueline Morris, so we've had no representation at those meetings. Okay, we should not drag on. He has no audio. We will clarify this via email. What I did, this is not I really liked, but actually there were several apologies for long periods, and apologies should have been given to our region, to the group, and not to ALAC. Because you were our representatives appointed by ourselves, but we will clarify this. Okay, let's move on. Carlos, you have the floor. Carlos Aguirre. Go ahead, Carlos. This is Carlos. Thank you, Alberto. A couple of comments. I have made a couple of comments. You referred to the reports by ALAC members, and Alan made a comment on the chat, and he said that there is a list that we should pay attention to. I think that irrespective of the report of the ALAC members, certainly we should keep ourselves updated because we regional leaders are included in the ALAC email list, and all topics and all deadlines for topics are there. The second comment I wanted to make, there was a question on the previous item on the GTLDs, and I was asking what was the purpose of this working group. I felt like I'd like to be a member, but before that, I'd like to see what is the purpose, what is the point of this working group. Alberto Soto, regarding your first comment, I agree we do all receive the list, but there is an additional obligation on the part of the ALAC members because they have been appointed to work specifically on this topic. That is why this comment. And to make official this type of participation, having their word, it is not the same thing if I'm listening to something than to listening to who is actually involved in the discussion. With respect to the goals or objectives and the scope, that is to be defined. On this new GDLD program, there are a long list of issues that, in my view, should be reviewed. It is not just the analysis of new names, but also, for instance, what to do with the funds, with the money, the proceeds, money collected. I think we could debate on this extensively. And this is the output of this working group, in my view. And one of the outputs will be the scope and the goals and the schedule. Aida Noblia, you have the floor. This is Aida Noblia. I just wanted to say that I had been appointed to be a member of a working group on the review of ICANN documents relative to organizational effectiveness and accounts review mechanisms, which comprises the community, the scope of the RALOS and the ALSs. This is a group that is working with a schedule ranging up to 2018-2019. Vanda Scartesini was also a member of this group, which discussed there were several stages, and it works on the requirements for an independent examiner. I don't know if it's going to be a group or an individual person, an individual examiner. And it worked on the criteria for the selection of this examiner, the content, the knowledge and the experience this person should have on the various locations and the language, etc. A preliminary questionnaire has been developed that is going to be disclosed via questionnaires throughout the ALSs, and this will act as a liaison, this group will act as a liaison for reporting purposes and to gather as many replies as possible through the surveys. And it is a long-term process with several stages that have been established. So the role of this working group is the coordinator, is the liaison point for the various activities. So in general terms, it would be more focused on the ALSs, because in a previous document, 2008-2012, ALAC was the topic of analysis, not the ALSs, because that is a more recent topic. Well, this is what I wanted to report of a process that is going to develop along these stages that have been defined and which is on an ongoing process. So this is what I have to report, with several people participating from the LACRALO. We have Vanda Scartesini, Fatima Cambronero has also been appointed, and there are other members. So this is all I have to say, and I will make an effort to keep you updated on new events. Alberto Soto, thank you very much. Vanda, excellent report. I also have news, I have information. Well, actually, I do not remember. I have taken part in several meetings, but I am a participant. That's what I want to make it quite clear. I think that the appointees have to do more than participants, because I insist they have voting rights, and I do not know what they will vote for when it comes to a vote, if necessary. A lot has been said about the number of people that are going to be requested for each ALSS, not members, but that there should be one representative, for instance, and two additional members. Here, we are not setting this as an obligation, but yes, one representative with voting right and one additional member to whom we can also send emails and be a point of contact for any other issues. And the very clear case I'm going to mention is the case of Harold Argos. He got sick, he couldn't travel, and there was no information. So see how important it is to have at least one additional member. So this group is actually asking for three, not two members, but three. This is Aida. This was not an issue discussed in this review working group, but it was said that this is going to be an open group that will be requiring high cooperation, above all when the surveys are launched, when the time comes for replies to be gathered. So this initial questionnaire actually specifies who will be responding, if all ALSs or which, so it's now in the process of being defined through the preliminary questionnaire. And then there are a set of additional activities already on the pipeline to see if there is any possibility to improve, to enhance the participation of ALSs, to reinforce the accountability mechanisms and their involvement. Thank you. This is Alberto Soto. Thank you. Please, Aida, lower your hand. No problem. Just because I want to prevent my own confusion later on. So, if this issue is sufficiently discussed and there are no further questions, no hands raised. Umberto, is there no further comments? As there are none, I will move on to item 8, which is going to be presented by Umberto. Umberto, go ahead. This is Umberto. I'm sorry. There is a very... It's impossible to translate. The sound is very choppy. This is Silvia Vivanco. Sorry, Umberto, but it is not easy to listen to you. This is Umberto. Can you hear me now? This is Silvia. Yes. I'm being told that it is impossible to interpret, so please restart. This is Umberto Carrasco. For the record, what I was saying was that after the election process that was opened, it wasn't possible to close the vote on the proposal on the modification by Jacqueline Morris. However, we're going to work with the staff to work on the details. Nevertheless, there are pending issues such as metrics, the statement of interest, the voting process once closed. We will try to vote on it before the end of the mandate. This is very simple. I hope you've been able to understand and interpret it. This is Silvia. This is Alberto Soto for the records. Any questions? Any comments? I see no hands raised. Therefore, as there are no other business, as scheduled, we've completed our schedule. I want to thank the staff, our interpreters, particularly all the members of La Gralo who have actively participated of this meeting. Have a good night. Good morning, good afternoon to you all. Thanks.